Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Praise God. Thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. We're talking about mind renewal equals spirit dominion. Mind renewal equals spirit dominion. This will be part three, and I'm excited about this series. I taught this years ago, and it's funny. I was looking through some files, and I found from February 1985 and March 1985, part three and four on a Heavenly Realities teaching letter, Renewing the Mind. And so I must have taught the first two parts in January of that year and December of 84, I'm just guessing. So I thought I'd read from one of these lessons, just a few sentences here. I wrote back in March of 1985, I said, in this lesson on mind renewal, let's remember that mind renewal equals spirit dominion. As our minds are renewed to God's word in any area, our spirit man can begin to dominate us in that particular area. We receive the word into our spirits, as Jesus said in John 6:63, it is the spirit that quickens. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. I go on to say in that teaching letter, G.W. Wade reminds us, or renders that verse rather, it is the spirit that creates true life. Mere flesh is of no avail. The words I have spoken unto you are spiritual in meaning and life-giving in their effects. And that's what the word does for us. It's spiritual in meaning. And it means something to our spirits, and it gives life to us in our spirits, our souls, and our bodies when we allow it to. We said in part one, we're a spirit, we have a soul, and live in a body. According to 1 Thessalonians 5:23, we're to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, according to Romans 12:1 and 2. We talked about the will of God. We talked about how to renew our mind because it's a process. Hear the word, speak the word, study the word, meditate the word, act on the word. And then in part two, we got into what do you do in the heat of the battle? And I'll tell you, the enemy is such a liar, but he tries to turn the heat up. So I think we need to turn the heat up on him. Amen. But we talked about in 2 Corinthians 10 verses 3 through 5 that we should cast down imaginations and every high thing that it tries to exalt itself against the knowledge of God. You see, we've got to realize that this is spiritual warfare, and that demonic forces are trying to combat our minds to pull us down. Thank God for Holy Spirit. Thank God for angelic forces that are good angels. Amen. Thank God we can stand on the word and cast down those imaginations, those reasonings, those arguments, those things that try to come against us and try to come against the word in us, because we're a threat. That's why the enemy's coming. He doesn't want you to get the word out. He doesn't want you to get people saved. He doesn't want you to share a victory with people, because he is threatened by that, and he knows his kingdom loses ground. It's a defeated kingdom. He's the defeated foe. He's the deceived, defeating one who's trying to deceive you and defeat you. But we're to defeat him and prove out his defeat because he's already been defeated. Hallelujah. Well, I'm trying to get in the lesson here, but we kind of got sidetracked. But F.F. Bosworth said this, we're casting down reasonings and giving God's word its place in our minds and in our lips. You see, that's what we've got to do. We've got to take every thought, catch it, and make it obey Christ. Make it give up and obey Christ. Every thought. I was listening to someone recently talk about how many thoughts come at us in a day. It's amazing, incredible. Tens of thousands of thoughts come at us every day. We have to take every one of those thoughts that don't line up with the word and cast them down. Sounds like a lot of work, but if you put the word of God in your spirit man, I just kind of thought about this, can do the battle for you, and your will lines up with the will of God, and you're speaking the word, you're meditating on the word, you're thinking about the word no matter what's coming at you. Praise God. And we also said in Philippians 4:8 that we need to think on these things that are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report, and virtuous and praiseworthy. And we said that was the Word, the living Word, Jesus. Now let's look into something else in James chapter 1. We want to look at two more things today if we can. Look in the spiritual mirror. Look in the spiritual mirror. We're talking about mind renewal equals spirit dominion. And the way we renew our minds is to look into the spiritual mirror. That's part of reading the Word and studying the Word and meditating on it. Let's look at James chapter 1, verse 22, and we'll go down through verse 25. But be ye doers of the Word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Now look at this. This is where you deceive yourself. The enemy's trying to deceive you, but we can deceive ourselves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man beholding his natural face in a mirror. For he beholds or sees himself and goes his way and immediately forgets what manner of man he was. But whoever looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. We could go on, but let's look at just these few scriptures for just a moment, these few verses. But be doers of the word. See, we can hear the word and hear the word and hear the word, but if we never come to a place where we act on it, we're deceiving ourselves into thinking that it's working for us. But the word works when we work the word. Let me say that again. The Word works when we work the Word. And if you think about it, that's what we call this podcast. The Word works. All right? The Word is working in me because I'm working the Word. It's all about acting on what God has said. Like Kenneth Hagin used to say, we need to act like the Bible's true. He said, is the Bible true? Then act like it. Well, we need to be doers of the Word and not just hear it. Okay? So it's up to us to act on it. Faith without works or corresponding actions is dead. So then faith with corresponding actions is alive. Amen? All right. I just threw that in there. Let's back up just a minute. And I'm kind of got sidetracked here again, but this is good. James chapter 1, verse 13. Let no man say when he's tempted, tested or tried, I'm tempted, tested or tried of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither he tempts any man with evil, we could say. But every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. That word lust there is a desire. It's a desire that overwhelms you, and whatever you're lusting or desiring more than something else becomes your idol. Think about that one. And he's enticed. Verse 15 says, that we're in James 1:15. Then when lust has conceived, it brings forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, brings forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. I'm reading on down to verse 17. We'll catch up to verse 22 in a minute. Every good and perfect gift comes from above and comes down from the Father of lights. I like that. Not the he's not the Father of darkness. He brings light. And with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begot he us with the word of truth. Hallelujah, that's good. That we should be the kind of first fruits of his creatures. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, oh, this is so powerful, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. I think a lot of us need to renew our minds with that one, don't we? Swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. For the wrath of man works not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, put away, here's that acting on the word, and this is part of mind renewal, all filthiness and overflowing of wickedness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word. Now watch this, which is able to save your souls. I remember hearing years ago someone say, well, how many souls were saved, brother? Well, the soul, if it's the mind, will, and emotions, and the intellect, those souls were saved who heard the word. Your spirit is saved and recreated and born again from hell. And your soul is saved by renewing it to the Word. Receive the engrafted Word, which is able to save your souls. And you act on what you've heard. Praise God. That's part of mind renewal. Then he goes on to say, but be doers of the Word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. All right? We just read that. For if any man be a hearer of the Word and not a doer, he is like a man beholding his natural face in a mirror. He sees himself and goes away and immediately forgets what manner of man he was. He forgets what he looked like. And this is what we need to do. say, if you look at yourself in the mirror and you straighten up some hair or whatever, and then you walk away and you forget what you looked like, you're not paying attention to what you just saw. You're not remembering it. But in the Word, we get it into our spirits. And if we look into the Word and walk away and forget what manner of man we are, who we really are in Christ, we're not listening to our spirit because our spirit man got it first. It's the Word is spirit and life, according to John 6:63. But look what he says in verse 25. But whoever looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in that perfect law of liberty, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Praise God. I want you to meditate on some of that three scriptures we read today. And we'll come back and finish that part of James chapter 1, verse 22 through 25 next time. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.